need it right now. Give me that. Now, I need it right now. Give me that. Now, I need it right now. Now, put your hands up in the air.
Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio now. I'm Mitch Teink. Milwaukee is not the center of the hip-hop universe, but one local artist is setting out to make a name for himself and his jazz-steeped hip-hop music right here. Classic, that's with K's at the beginning and the end, put out his first album last fall.
High speed, high speed, yours like a rotary dial, and that's what you're not turning. Chefing in the kitchen while you're leaving pots burning. Why you're not earning? Why the heck I'm steady cake? What up? What up? I go for my point, bling, bang, boom, pie out. You never cut my light out. Better correct yourself like Whiteout coming right out of the gates with a straight up kill flow. You had enough?
A long set of live shows wrapped up recently, and he had a chance to swing by the Lake Effect studio to chat with our Nathan Royster. Classic explained how he defines his own brand of hip-hop.
Symphonic Rap and Soul. That was a title given by, when I first put out the album, one of the reviewers, they like coined this term. They were like, it's like symphonic rap and soul. And I was like, you know what? You're right. So, and I think that just kind of most appropriately describes it and kind of encompasses everything of kind of what I'm trying to go for as far as sound, because I want it to be a wide range of sounds, so much so that it just becomes kind of one sound, you know, to be truly a classic sound. So it's symphonic. There's a lot of strings. I do a lot of string arrangements and piano and heavy theory. Not super heavy, but I mean, I took classical theory. I took jazz theory. I'm a jazz kid. I went to art schools all throughout. So, like, that's heavily ingrained in me. It's super jazzy, but I feel like that plays into, like, the whole soul part, because, like, I kind of can put, like, R&B, jazz, all kind of into, like, a soul kind of thing. And then the rap part is, obviously, because I'm rapping. So, yeah, I want it to be a wide range.
You said you started making music when you were in 8th grade?
As far as, like, production work and, like, doing beats and stuff. But I started with music and playing sax in 4th grade. So I was a jazz kid from the age of 11 until present day.
You said you started producing first. Do you consider yourself more so a singer, vocalist, or a producer?
That's a good question. You know, sometimes that changes day to day. But I think what I'm going for now is just performer. And, like, just artists. So I think I've finally come to a comfortable medium where it's like, oh, like, I think my raps are actually kind of good now. Like, when I first started, I didn't think they were, I mean, I was hanging around, like, a lot of really talented, like, poets, true hip-hop heads. I wasn't really raised like that. Like, I was raised with, like, Tchaikovsky and Motown and Prince and Michael Jackson. So, like, I had some hip-hop, you know, ingrained early on. It wasn't, like, in heavy rotation. So, like, it wasn't until after I kind of got into the beat scene and was doing that for some years and started hanging around people. I was like, hey, I could do it. And then it wasn't until, like, this album that I was like, okay, maybe there is something to it. Like, maybe I actually am pretty decent at this.
Can I ask what your first rap was?
My first verse that I ever wrote is on the album. On a song called Not What You're Used To. I spit that verse to a very good friend of mine, Def C, who's from Chicago. And at the time, I was going to Madison, and I was doing beats and stuff. And, like, I was doing some beats for him. And we were just chilling in his dorm room. And I was like, hey, I have this verse. And I was like, I just want to know what you think of it. I've never really rapped. I just want to see, because I've just been around it. And he was like, I got done. And he was like, we should do an album. We should do something. I was like, what? You mean you want me to make you some beats? And he's like, no, like, you should rap on it. Like, we should make an album.
Well, what kind of importance do you put on the lyrics then?
I think subconsciously I put a lot of effort into it, but it's not like a really contrived, it's not like a concentrated effort as I'm writing it. I typically don't write anything down. I kind of just let, like, whatever song I'm writing to usually just means me listening to the same song for, like, an entire day, like, on repeat, like, at work, at home. And I just start muttering things and I just start writing. And then depending on kind of the story or the mood that I'm kind of getting from the track, kind of dictates where I go. And then from there, then I'm like, okay, speak like yourself, but make it rhyme. Because, like, I'm pretty, like, sarcastic and, like, humorous at most times. So I like to convey a lot of that wit and that intelligence in a way that's still melodic. So the lyrics are very important, but I'm probably one of the only rappers that would tell you that, like, that's not the first thing. Like, I don't sit there like, I gotta have this metaphor right here. A lot of my stuff is just, like, stories. It's just, like, me telling my story, like, a day in the life. Like, oh, yeah, this is how I feel when I drop out of school and then I have like negative $500 in my bank account.
Well, and the mainstream stigma is that you've got to rap about like your Aston Martin or,
yeah.
you know.
I don't have one of those yet. I mean, if I did have one, I might, I wouldn't rap about it often, but I probably would like, I'd throw something in there.
Yeah, I mean.
you got to throw at least, I have to do at least one rapper thing, like, you know, just real quick, like Aston Martin. Dude.
Well, in that case, do you feel like you bring something to rap that maybe some other rappers or hip-hop artists don't?
Absolutely. Not even like in a super spiritual, philosophical way, but I feel like I'm being kind of guided along this path by like this light. And I feel part of it is just this connection that I have with like some family members that I lost early on. I grew up with a very like artistic and very like gifted group of friends and family. And a lot of my family still to this day are, especially musicians wise. So I was just kind of raised around it. So I kind of feel like I have a purpose now. And when you feel like you have a purpose, it kind of drives you and pushes you to do more and more and more. So I feel like what I'm bringing that isn't really being brought is a certain light, a certain lightheartedness, even if I'm touching on darker subjects or just like really serious, like human emotions. It's still, I use melody to kind of, even when it's something really dark, like, oh man, I'm just super depressed, I don't know what to do, blah, 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 blah. It's still like these really kind of haunting, beautiful harmonies that I use to tell it. So finding the beauty in the most hideous of things is kind of my job. I just want to put like a really positive spin, but without being like not poppy and not, you know, super contrived and super like, I'm trying to be positive and I'm trying to change your life and I want you to do this. Like I'm not preaching. I'm not telling people what to do. I'm just, it's therapeutic for me. It makes me feel good.
Well, I think it's like how you were saying early on that you want to bring kind of a happiness, a joy to even like sadder emotions. And mm-hmm. before you were talking about how you're really into, you know, Prince.
Mm-hmm.
And I think like Prince does that really well too.
Yeah.
I can kind of see that in just taking the most terrible breakup and making this song that you want to just dance to.
Mm-hmm.
Anything is like that,
mm-hmm.
in my opinion. Could you perform that for us?
No? Yeah, sure thing. Hello. Don't even think about it. Do almost anything that you want me to do, yeah. But almost any true story. Do almost anything that you want me to do, yeah. But I really make you with a like me, anything like. See, you know that I would do almost anything that you want me to do, yeah. But hey, K. L.A. double S. Hey, see, I could take you to the moon or we could go to Saturn's rings. It's what you wanted me to do, yeah. But would that really make you mess with a guy like me, anything like me? See, you know that I would do almost anything that you want me to do, yeah. But maybe it's best if you're not stuck with a guy like me, anything like me. Let me grab this drink, let me take a sip, cause this right here might take a bit. Not quite sure what the make of this, know what we making this. Chance at love or just taking risks, cause I ain't really getting playing games and that's dangerous. Are you the 91 MJ and whoa, quit playing with? You ain't never plan on staying in the situation more than a day or 10. Used to have a heart but it came and went, the blame is in. That empty bottle of Cabernet up on the nightstand, and now I dream forever in every single one nightstand. You see, we might stand a chance up in this crazy, crazy world, but with me behind the wheel I drive you crazy, crazy girl. Hazy swirls and smoking empty black label bottles, what's on the table, models, every single one time I pray she hollow is the word I fear. Got a lot of love to give, but I'm not looking for the one, my dear Sherry. You're more, I care much more than I could ever let you know. So before we slip and fall in love, I think I'll let you go. Clean up and out for you. Got my body, now you want my soul. Don't even think about it. Don't even think about it. See, I could take you to the moon or we could go to Saturn's ring. What you wanted me to do, yeah. But
Would that really make you what? Would a guy like me, anything like me? See, you know that I would do almost anything that you wanted me to do, yeah. But maybe it's best if you're not stuck with a guy like me, anything 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 like me, please, let me apologize if it seems that I'm just another lonely stoner who's too caught up in his dreams. And though I'm caught in this machine, I've done some dirt and still come clean. Some things I'm not too proud of, plus some tears, some screams and shouted. Now I'm out of what to give. Please don't try your luck with this. You don't really want to be stuck with this. And now when Cupid comes around, I'll be ducking quick. Believe I'm nothing without all of this pain and ugliness. And you're just too damn gorgeous to eat and put you up on this. So it's gonna take some adjustments. But it would be unjust if I did you this injustice and told you I could love again. I'm sure it would've happened one day, but baby girl, right now I'm living that life. You're living that life, means you're living that right. When you're living that right, somebody gets left. Almost anything that you want me to do, yeah. It's best if you're not stuck with a guy like me. No, there'll never ever be anything like me. No, there'll never ever be anything like me. No, there'll never ever be anything like me. Know that I would just do almost anything. You got my body, now you want my soul. Don't even think about it.
I love the video for anything. You have Xavier Ruffin do that. Did you two collaborate on what the story was going to be, or did he have complete control of all the video aspects of it?
The video aspect was all him. I mean, the success of that video and just how well it came off and the storyline was just all him. And it's a funny story, actually, really quick story. So two of the songs that I just did today, Forever Whatever and Anything, I was in the studio getting ready to record Anything. So I had just literally written it like a couple of days before that, fresh off of like, oh, she's going to London. I'm heartbroken. I got to do this song. And we were meeting up to discuss a video for Forever Whatever already because the album had already come out. And so he met me at the studio. And he sat in on the session for Anything, and literally I recorded the song. I came out of the booth. He was like, I have an idea for a video. Like, we're going to shoot this video too. So we came there just to talk about one video, and he was just kind of taken by the track and had this whole idea for like, all right, so it kind of has this vibe of this breakup. So like, what if you like set up this elaborate dinner? And he like started breaking it down for me and was telling me how it was going to happen, and walking my girlfriend up to like this romantic dinner, and we're like walking up, she's like, oh my god, I'm so excited. And we go in, and then eventually she finds out, and once I hit play, I have like these speakers set up in this nice long table with a bottle of wine. Essentially I proceed to break up with her via this song.
In the video for Forever Whatever, you're dancing and singing and like smashing a piano over near it. It looks like you kind of cut it cleverly to look like it's being smashed near the Calatrava and the War Memorial.
Mm-hmm.
How important is Milwaukee for you and your music?
More than I can even tell people. I try to all the time. And when I was speaking earlier on how I really feel like I have a purpose, one of my greatest purposes, I feel like, besides filling this legacy of like my father and like my family and my friends and those who have believed in me up to this point, is the city itself. Because I love the city that I come from. I have my qualms with it just as much as anybody would have. Take it to heart, like if I go to shows and like I do a lot of call and response and I try and get people involved, and like most people, it's just kind of natural to just start moving. But when I see those people that aren't and they're just like too cool, and I'm just like, dude, I'm doing this for you. Like, I'm here for you. And it frustrates me because you all have supported me so much to this point and believed in me at many points when I didn't. And so now here I am, like, showing that this is a worthwhile investment of your time. And so I'm kind of fighting with that of like not trying not to take it so personally, but I guess I don't know if it's just like an artist thing. And I mean, I guess it's pushing me and kind of driving me to do more and create more. But the city is very important to me, to the point that I got it tattooed on my hand, so my microphone hand, so that when I go to other cities and when I go to other states, I can see that, like, this came from Milwaukee. And that's what I want. I want to be like that thing, like, that came from Milwaukee. Like, you know, like these big stars and these big names that kind of personify a city. I tell people I want to be famous because I want to have access to the most amount of ears, not just to because so I can be on TMZ or like I don't.
I would love to see why you're on TMZ. I'm not sure why.
But I mean, I want to do it because, I want to take the name of the city and the name that I'm trying to make for myself and what I'm representing and what I feel like is out there and can really just make a difference. Not to get all corny, but like really kind of make a difference in people's just mindsets and just fighting ignorance is one of my biggest goals. And I think that with the positivity and the light thing, if I was famous and I could do that and still do what I'm doing now, like people would, it would just make people feel better, which would just make me feel better, and it'd be, everyone would be all happy and whatnot for the most part.
But then you'd have nothing to sing about if everything was happy.
No, I mean, I'm sure my life would still suck, you know. That's just that's just the way it works.
Well, Classic, thank you for being on Lake Effect today.
Thank you for having me.
Classic is a Milwaukee-based hip-hop artist. He chatted with Nathan Royster and left us with the track Forever Whatever off of his first album called In the Making. That's all for the Thursday edition of Lake Effect. I'm Mitch Tyke. So great to have you listening today, and I sure hope you'll be with us again tomorrow and every weekday morning at 10 o'clock for another edition of Lake Effect from WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio, NPR in Milwaukee. Stay tuned. Fresh air is next. It's 11 o'clock.
If you ain't know, then I bet that you know. And now, yeah, I'm down. It's forever. Sitting at work with my late registration to the whackness. I have no relation. Wanna see hope is a demonstration. I'ma be dope. Play me on your station. Patiently waiting for my chance to rock the nation. On a Star Trek, just to rock a space station. Pressing all these square buttons, cut it PlayStation. You take away the hate. In trapeciation for real deals with the other words like fountain, take a hike, mountain, pedal bikes, never right, feels wrong, came to fall on for me to die in songs, so tell me on to the tracks, freight train coming when I'm humming in the boot, put a claw to these Penelope pit stops, so when they hit stop, skinny kids stay smiling like Chris Rock, tick tock, sounds up like a ghost in a wristwatch, and you know I'm on my hip hop, but you know I'm on a hip hop, it's